Kifu.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to talk rugby.
Yeah, it is time to talk some rugby, and I tell you what, was there a glimmer of hope last Saturday? I know on the scoreboard it said All Blacks 35, the Wallabies 25, but as an Australian rugby fan, you had to maybe see some signs of hope there. And joining us now is the Wallabies and Rebels winger Andrew Kellaway. He joins us via telephone from New Zealand. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Very good, mate. Glad you could join us this morning. We're always thinking about that hope and seeing those glimmers. I tell you what, some passages of play there. You must go into some sort of confidence that you can turn the tables, considering you get those conversions and you win the match.
Yeah, I mean, you said it there. Some sort of glimmers of hope, but, you know, it's no secret. You need more than a glimmer to beat the All Blacks, particularly in New Zealand, so... We'll sort of polish that up this week and go out and give it another crack.
Andrew, what was it like to play at Eden Park, buddy?
Oh, look, it's a pretty cool place to play to play footy, I think. I've been lucky enough to play there for the Waratahs against the Blues and now for the Wallabies against the All Blacks. And I'll tell you, it's a different beast when the All Blacks are playing. So it was a pretty cool experience and, you know, lucky I get to do it again this weekend, hopefully.
Yeah, there was a bit of talk leading up to the game with so many young players that fear or that aura that comes with playing at Eden Park wasn't as big a thing. Did, you know, for you, do you feel the crowd? Do you feel the intensity? Or was it exactly like you said, it was just an amazing opportunity?
A bit of both, I think. Like, it's one of those places that, you know, everything is black at that time of night. The sky's black, the crowd's black, it's all blacks, you know, and it's such an intimidating sight, to be honest. And I think you walk out there, and then it is truly one of the pressure cookers in sports. So it was a great experience. But I think now, you know, very rarely. In fact, I don't think they've ever done back-to-back tests at Eden Park. So you know, it's the best opportunity we've had. I think where we've sort of had a chance on the weekend to experience that, and now there's no excuses. You know, you go out there, and it's what it was last weekend, and. You know, as I said, hopefully we'll polish up what we messed up on the weekend and give it a nudge.
Well, talking about that, in your review, what did you look at that you can improve on? What do you keep doing well? And what wasn't the coaching staff happy with?
Look, I suppose the first and foremost, it's the physicality stuff, I think, yeah. Any international game you play away from home, physicality is important. We probably... you know, drop the ball on that, so to speak, for periods of the game there, particularly after half time. You know, we sort of came out and a couple of punches and we were on the back foot. So the physicality is definitely the first thing we needed to address, and we've done that. And to be fair, we had an absolute cracker of a training session on Tuesday. The boys are ripping into each other. So I'm pretty confident that'll be up to where it needs to be. And then just all the sorts of little things around general skills and not giving the All Blacks a chance to enter the game sort of in transition on the back of our errors where they're so dangerous.
What about the fact that you were missing Korobiti last time out, and we all know the story with why you know, he wasn't there and other players. I mean, this whole new era with Dave Rennie, it really is about sending a message to the younger generation that, you know, to play in this particular team, there's a standard that needs to be set, and it doesn't matter who we're playing or what game it is, that standard will always be there.
Yeah, I think you said it's all about standards. I know Markey was pretty disappointed with himself and so are the other boys. And, you know, he's one of those guys, particularly Marika, is, you know, he could probably turn up half-cut and he'd do a better job than the rest of us anyway. So, you know, not having him hurt us, but you know, hopefully he's back this weekend, and you know, he's a freak, mate. If he gets a bit of time and space, we'll be riding that wave behind him.
Obviously, you know, you're in competition with Marika, but after your display on the weekend, you'd be disappointed if you weren't selected again this week.
Oh, well, I just said it there, he's a freak. If I'm going to make way for him, then I'm not doing too bad, I don't reckon.
Can you tell us a little bit about your story, Andrew? Because you were with the Waratahs, but then you moved overseas. I think you went to England and played over there with Northampton, and you went over to New Zealand and played, then you found your way back at the Rebels. So you've gone around the world to come back and to be back into this Wallaby side. Can I ask why that sort of happened for you? Because it's not something that a lot of young blokes go through. They get it themselves in a system here, whether it's the Rebels or the Brumbies or the Waratahs, and then they, you know, move through the grades and into the Wallaby system. But for you, it was a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, it was unorthodox in every sense of the word. But, yeah, look, I spent, five seasons at the Waratahs, straight from school, straight in, and loved it, loved every minute of it. But, I spent the better part of the last two seasons I was there injured. I broke my throat and then missed most of the season without, and then the next season, round two, broke my foot. So, as with any sport, if you're out for that long, you give other blokes an opportunity, and that was sort of it. I sort of ended up on the back foot there, and going to England was about getting game time, and I sort of said during the week in the media that there's a couple of guys who went over there from the Waratahs, specifically Rob Horn and Tunkelly Nairavoro, and I was very close with Rob at the Waratahs, and he's sort of a mentor of sorts, and spoke to him about going to England, and the conclusion, and everyone else, to be fair, that I spoke to, the conclusion sort of came to was that it was a great opportunity to go and experience something else. Mm-hmm. And if I wanted to come back, that option would always be available, and if not, then good luck to me. And I look back now, and I sort of went over to England in a pretty strange place, which is probably normal when you're 22 and on your own, and came out, I won't say a new man, but I was pretty close. Mm. And I think without that experience, I don't know, I'll probably still be banging my head on the wall, I reckon.
Well, you've come back in terrific shape, and you've forced your way into the Wallabies, and by your performance on the weekend, you're going to be there for a long time to come. But can I ask you, mate, with the broken throat and the foot injury that you suffered, how much confidence did you lose out of sustaining those injuries? Was it difficult to come back and play?
I don't know. Like, I look back on it now, and you can't even remember some of that stuff. Like, it's such a whirlwind. But, I suppose it was, particularly the foot injury. I sort of I broke that in Sydney and then went to Northampton with that injury. And, I was sort of, to be honest, I was probably lucky when I arrived at Northampton. They had a couple of injuries. So I was almost rushed back into the team. And, I was probably not given the opportunity really to even think about it. I played one half in the academy team on a Monday night, and then I was rolled out Saturday for the main team. So I didn't even have a chance to think about it, to tell you the truth.
Mate, why are the Wallabies winning on Saturday?
Well, I said it there before. I think there's no excuses now, and not that we'd be looking for them, and not that that's the reason why we didn't win, but you sort of, as I said, you roll out to one of those places like Eden Park. It's mercurial in its atmosphere, and such a tough place to play, even at the Super Rugby level. But we get to do it 2 weeks in a row, and I think that we've probably put out an unpolished performance on the weekend. Mm. And you can almost look at it as like a dress rehearsal, and now we're ready to roll. And I think the cobwebs are out, so to speak. A couple of those boys have played the All Blacks for the first time, myself included, and maybe the aura's worn off a little bit. And to be honest, the pressure's pretty much on them. I think that you don't want to be the first All Blacks team to lose at Eden Park, and there's no real pressure on our end. So hopefully we roll out there and do a number.
Do you talk about scoreboard pressure at all, Andrew? I mean, they're great front runners and they're a very good side, but like everyone, if you get behind in contests and you don't start the way you'd like to, and that scoreboard starts to build on you, you can start looking at the result rather than looking at the process. And I'm just wondering whether that's something that the Wallabies look at when you come up against the All Blacks.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we spoke earlier last week about that. I think a few of the older guys in the group spoke about in their experience beating the All Blacks, some of the themes that sort of ran through those performances, and a fast start was by far and away the consensus. So, we're not stupid. We know we're going to have to start well. But the other side of that is, like we saw after halftime on the weekend, like, you know, it's not just starting well. We've got to start well and stay well. So it's going to be a great game. And when they name the team, it'll be awesome.
Bring it on, mate. There'll be a lot of people here in Sydney. We'll be cheering on Saturday night. And who knows, mate? History's there to be broken, mate. And let's hope you can be a part of it.
Yeah, that's it. Fingers crossed.
Andrew Killaway, Wallabies and Rebels winger. It is 8 o'clock, smack bang on the dot. Let's head to Jamie Rogers with the latest news. And when we return on the other side, Damien Cook from the New South Wales and South Sydney Rabbitohs will be joining us. Looking forward to checking in with Cookie from the Rabbitohs there in their bubble. My racehorses landed. Own elite horses trained by top Australian trainers at an affordable one-off price. Yep, no ongoing fees. Enjoy exclusive ownership experiences, premium content, and have some fun with micro shares starting from just $100. So get a few mates together and experience the thrill of elite racehorse ownership like never before. My Racehorse Elite Racing, affordable ownership. Download the app or visit myracehorse.com to get involved today. Refer to the relevant PDS before investing. Terms and conditions apply at myracehorse.com.